Today is Monday, the 30th of January, 2017, and I'm Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome back again. I know. Don't everyone faint. Don't faint. Don't lose your lunch. Don't fall over or anything like that. You have gotten a second show from me now in, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4 days since I posted the last show. For those of you who are listening live, you're like, what the hell? It's not Monday, the 30th. and I am streaming live over at pride48.com for the second episode in a row. And I am joined by a fabulous chat room. And they're like, oh my God, what is he doing? He's like, I'm just going to be honest. You guys know. I'm trying to start getting more of these episodes out. And before I went on my little, I told you guys I was going to come back and tell you about Nashville, and that was in November. And then this, you know, the one that I posted on the 26th is the first one in 2 months, actually more than 2 months, because I'll see, Thanksgiving would have been the 24th. So, and you know, the 26th, anyway, so I figure if I can, record a couple of episodes at a time and stay kind of have one in the can, that maybe I can keep you guys, although that didn't work very well in November because then I just didn't record for 2 months. But anyway, so there's a little behind the scenes, but there is a lovely chat room here listening to me. And I'm very appreciative because I never do this show live. As everyone who listens to the show knows, I feel very self-conscious about doing a solo show in the first place. Unlike Auntie Vera Charles, I can't do voices. I don't have a conscience over my shoulder. Unlike Fatty, I can't pretend to be a poodle with noodles on my head. And I don't know that I'm all that interesting, but I want a creative outlet. I want to be able to put something out there. So anyway, I'm very appreciative for you guys that listen to me. Auntie Vera in the chat room is saying, you don't like it in the can. How do you know what I like? Well, I guess I've told you. Anyway, so, and I'm not supposed to say anyway, I am going to feel self-conscious because Auntie Vera, I'll tell you guys a little secret about Auntie Vera. One thing that he does is, and I love Auntie Vera. Oh, by the way, Auntie Vera, and everyone listening, I purchased the latest book by Drew O'Brien last night on Amazon. It is called, I'm not going to remember, so I'm just going to go to my email because I think I got Father Who Art. Father Who Art. Okay, I got it. I bought it because I'm not a big fan of digital for whatever reason. I am a technical person. I mean, my job is, you know, I'm in a technical field and I like to program computers and do things like that. But for whatever reason, I don't know if any of you guys have the same experience. If I try to read a book on like a phone or a tablet or something like that, it doesn't feel like, I don't know. Like the experience is totally like weird. I don't like it. Like I like the smell of the paper and, you know. And RT Cruiser just joined the chat room. Hi, RT Cruiser. And he's telling us that Mary Tyler Moore is dead. By the way, everyone, I don't know if I told everyone, so I'm going to make this announcement now. If you don't, I'm sure if you listen to this show that you listen to Dubious Intent, but if you don't, Dubious Intent has ended. And before that, the Celebrity Death Phone ended on Dubious Intent. And that's where listeners would call in and announce a death. You can't kill the person, but they would call in and announce a death. I didn't like the fact that that segment ended. So I'm going to bring back the Celebrity Death Phone, only it's going to be on this show. So at the end of the show, I'll give you guys a phone number to call if you have any celebrity deaths that you want to report. So RT Cruiser was saying Mary Tyler Moore is dead. Yeah. Rob, or whatever she used to say. I loved the Dick Van Dyke Show. I did not watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show, however. But I was really sad that she died. But I knew that she had been in poor health, or I had read that she had been in poor health for many, many years. So anyway, so I'm sidetracked here, and I don't know what I was talking about, but I bought that book. Oh, Auntie Vera Charles, that's what I was talking about. Back to what I was talking about. Auntie Vera has this habit of liking to correct my little vocal tics. And I say them more. I do things like that more when I'm doing a solo show because there's no one to riff off of. There's no banter. So used to, even on Dubious Intent, I would say like all the time. Oh, and he's saying, Auntie Vera is saying that he stopped doing that because I certainly have not stopped having vocal tics for sure. And I think my other one is anyway. So I'll finish a sentence and I'll be like, anyway. Oh, and I said like there. Regardless. I try, but now I'm thinking about it. And I'm going to be thinking about it the whole show. So don't judge. So we learned all about the Nashville trip. That was done. And nothing really happened leading up to Christmas. Mark and I did all our Christmas shopping. I will say this, and I probably mentioned it on Dubious Intent. I have decided that the area above the cabinets is going to be decoration central for what the kitchen cabinets for whatever holiday it happens to be. So for the fall and for Thanksgiving, I put LED lights up there and I have a remote and I can change the color of the lights and all that. And I used to, I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to work at Pier 1. And at Pier 1, I used to do those little tablescapes that you see when you go into Pier 1, like where they have the floral arrangements and they'll have plates and glasses and little trinkets, you know, to kind of decorate for whatever season it is. And I decided, okay, I'm going to do this for above my cabinets. And so I spent like $200 buying fake pumpkins and fake hay bales and fake, you know, whatever. And I, Auntie Vera says he used to work at Pier 2. Well, what a coincidence. I don't know why. Like, Mark makes fun of me because we went into Pier 1 the other day and I was like, I don't know if you know this, but I used to work at Pier 1. He's like, you say that all the time. I don't know why I'm so impressed with the fact that I worked at Pier 1. It was a really fun job, though. I mean, you don't make crap, but it was a really fun job. So for Christmas, I wanted to do the same thing. It's so expensive. So I decided, okay, what am I going to do? Because I have like, I don't know, 8 or 9 the tops of cabinets. 8 or 9 tops that I have to decorate. And I thought, okay, I'll put some fake snow, make it look like it's snowing up there. You know, we have the LED lights. We'll put those some Christmassy color. And then I went to, I don't want to say this because everyone's going to go, but I went to Hobby Lobby and because we don't have a Michaels here. And I realized that Hobby Lobby is, I guess, anti-gay or something. But I went to Hobby Lobby and I thought, okay, I'm going to get a bunch of glass, not vases, but like canisters. So I found some really cute glass canisters, and then I bought all these Christmas balls, the kinds you hang on the tree, like red and gold and these different colors, and I put the balls in the canisters and put Christmas lights around them, or like in and around in between and whatever, and then I bought some little snowmen and some other things, and I decorated. So that, I mean, that's one interesting thing, but I spent like $250. Now, luckily, I'll have these every year. So I can decorate every year and not have to. So next year I won't have to spend all this money. Now that Christmas is over, I don't know what I'm going to put above those cabinets. I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't really want to do Valentine's Day decorate. I mean, that I'm not, we're not living at Pier 1. I guess I could do Easter. I don't know. So I did that. We did a bunch of Christmas shopping. So not much happened in December, really. But Christmas, Mark was going on a cruise, which I wanted to go on. But I had convinced my mom last year. I had this conversation with my mom. I said, "Mom, we always go down to South Arkansas. South Arkansas is a shithole, everyone. There is nothing there. Nothing. But my brother lives down there and his children and his grandchildren. And I don't have children or grandchildren. And I live 5 minutes from my mother. So, of course, she devotes more attention to them and they travel down there. So at Christmas, we go down there." Well, last year I was like, "You know, Mom, the tradition used to be that we would all go to Grandma's house. No matter where we lived, we would all go to Grandma's house and that's where we would have Christmas." And I said, "That's what we need to do. We need to stop packing up and going down there every year. My brother lives out in the country. He doesn't have internet. He likes John Wayne movies. So I go to his little house that's like all wood paneling all over the place. It feels like a cave. No internet. John Wayne on the TV." And I was like, "We need to have a traditional Christmas up here. You can be grandma. I'll help you cook. We'll have a fantastic Christmas dinner. We'll do all that." And so I thought I had convinced her to do that. She said, "Yeah, you're right. We're going to do that. We are going to start." So I had her all. And then the whole idea, because of that whole idea, then when Mark and his friends decided they were going to go on a cruise, I was like, "Oh, I can't now tell my mom I'm not going to be there for Christmas. I just convinced her to have Christmas at her house. And I was going to help her cook and do all this stuff." So I said, "You know, Mark, you have fun. It's fine because, you know, you go. I want you to have fun. It's fine." So then a month before Christmas, I say, "Okay, Mom, so let's start planning for having everything here." She's like, "Oh, honey, we can't do that. We're just going to have to go down to South Arkansas. It's just not going to work out. Your nephews, they're not going to come up here, and I'm not going to get to see my grandchildren and all of this stuff. And so we're going to have it." And by then, it was too late. I couldn't purchase tickets, so I had to go. And my brother and I have nothing in common. So Mark goes away on his, you know, fantastic cruise, and I drive the 4.5 hours to South Arkansas, you know, to the sticks. And Friday night, we're having, like, aunts and uncles and stuff like that, and having a little dinner at my aunt's house. So that all goes fine, and I see everybody and, you know, everything. That's all fine. I love my family, but I see everybody. Well, I decide I'm going to spend the night with my aunt because that's one less night that I have to stay at my brother's house. And my aunt, like, actually lives in a larger city, a larger town, and there's a mall and, you know, other things, and she has internet. So I was like, "I'm just going to spend the night here Friday night, Mom, and then I have some shopping to finish up on Saturday. And then I'll come to Michael's house, my brother, on Saturday night, spend the night, and then we'll have Christmas morning. No big deal." So everyone leaves from the party except my aunt and uncle. Then I find out my aunt is a rabid Trump supporter. And the reason I find out is because she corners me after everyone is gone and starts bombarding me with all this "I love Trump" shit. And then she's asking me, "So how do you feel about it?" And I'm not a confrontational person. I'm not. And I didn't want to argue, and I'm not political, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I'm just like, "Well, no, I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't think he's presidential." Well, that just got her started. "Oh, all these liberal people are being so horrible to Trump," all this stuff. For an hour, at least, my aunt was like giving me the once over about Trump. And I'm like, you can feel however you want to. I don't agree, but I really don't want to argue about it because I don't like to argue. And, you know, it is what it is. Let's move on, et cetera, et cetera. She was like a dog with a bone. She would not. And So then, you know, that's how that night went. So finally, I'm like, "Okay, I'm asleep. Oh, Oh, yeah. I'm sleepy. Let's go to bed. So I went to bed. I love my aunt, too. I mean, I love my aunt, but the things that she were saying are ridiculous. If you heard the Trump interview, oh, my God, from like 2 nights ago. Anyway, ridiculous. So then I did my shopping and I did all that kind of stuff. And on Saturday, so that was, you know, that was pretty much it. I was able to go to bed and no big deal, but it was kind of miserable there for a little while. So I did my shopping and then I'm not, Auntie Vera, I'm not going to slice her a new vagina. That's harsh. That's a little harsh. Oh, that's loud. So I did my shopping and I had a couple of other things to buy. And then I go to my brother's and it was fine. Now, this is going to sound ridiculous to everyone, but I met my brother's and I need something that's in a drawer in his kitchen. And so I'm like going through all the drawers looking for something. And I find this hammer. And this hammer is, I look at it and I'm like, this hammer looks familiar. And I was thinking about it. And I after a while I thought about it and I said to my brother, I said, hey, is this daddy's hammer? And so it's just this thing. And some of you guys will have memories of like, so my father died when I was like 10 and I have really fond memories of my father. And he was somewhat of a carpenter. I mean, not by profession, but he liked to build things. So if you guys saw on Facebook, I stained a table that my father built like 30 years ago. I sanded it and stained it and I have it now for our dining table. And he built that. And so my dad, like on the weekends and stuff, he would always build stuff. And so I saw this hammer and it just brought back all of these like memories of my dad out in his workshop, like building stuff. And I would go out there and watch him and he'd give me something to sand or, you know, something to play with. And so I'm like, hey, Michael, is this daddy's? Because I called him daddy. I'm like, is this daddy's hammer? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's dad's hammer. And he said, do you want it? And I was like, yeah, I want it. Yeah. And I was kind of teary a little bit, all over a hammer. So I take the hammer and I put it in my car. And so now I have a hammer. I'm not even going to hammer anything with it. But every time I look at it, it's going to remind me of my dad building stuff. The last memory I have of my dad. He had this swivel chair that he liked to sit in and watch TV. And a lot of times we would watch Star Trek together. And one night he came home and he was sitting in a swivel chair and we got in a tickle fight. And the chair fell over with him in it. And we were laughing and rolling around on the floor and everything. And that's like the last memory I have of my dad. But anyway, so I got the hammer. So that's like a really good Christmas thing, you know, that I found this hammer. I didn't even know the hammer was still around. And he built all of these things that we have with this hammer. So I know it's ridiculous, but so that was cool. And then later my brother was drinking beer, of course, as you do. And he needed to go to town and he backed up and he backed into my car. So I have this lovely fond memory and this this wonderful hammer. And then I have this wonderful dent in my quarter panel of my car, to remember Christmas by. But we get up the next morning, and so, you know, his insurance is taking care of that. But we get up the next morning, we open presents, we do all that. And then I came home, and that was my Christmas. Now, Mark was still gone for a few days after that, so I spent like a week while he was enjoying the cruise. I was staining a table. But we'll talk about that more on the next episode, maybe. All right. Email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find my website at geekygay.com. You can find a lot more GLBT and GLBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And if you want to be the first one to call the new Geeky Gay Death phone, I'm reusing the phone number. You can call 229-234-7587. Or you can just leave me a message on that number if you want to. Anyway, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.